Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hello, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Good as it gets. How are you?
Doing well. Got some questions for you.
All right.
As a juror, you have a lot of responsibility. What is your criteria or philosophy when it comes to casting your vote for the winner?
I definitely will be using my head and not my heart. And I want to see what, when, why, how you played this game, why you played this game, and just everything of who represents this season as a whole, strategically, emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything. That's all going to go into my, you know, my decision.
All right. I'm going to run through the players left in the game, and I just want to get your thoughts on their game and how likely you think you'd be to vote for them in the final two, starting with Betty.
Okay. Betty, I honestly don't know her game. I don't know what she's done. From my point of view, she's been carried by Josh and Kevin, myself, because of Josh, are tied to him. And yes, she's pulled out some confidence and she's earned those. I don't take that away from her. But I want to know, what has she done in this game? How has she played this game? You know, she is a strong, independent person, but how has that been shown in the game, though? So, yeah.
Is there anything she could do to earn your vote?
I think answering some questions. I definitely have some questions for her. If she's in that final two spot, if she can explain to me what she's done and what moves has she made in this game, not just by winning comps, but is there any strategic play in her game? I'd love to know that.
All right. How do you feel about Josh's game?
Josh. Josh's game. I think he's played a dirty game, and he's gotten very personal when you didn't need to get personal about things and building those close bonds. But he's been the face of like our alliance, Crash Test Dummies. He was the face. He was the host, and all that background work. Yes, he obviously contributed to it, but were you playing everybody like the entire time? You actually were just a sole player and only cared about yourself? Like, did you ever even care about the alliance? Were you ever true to it? To your core? So yeah, with Josh, he's a strong player. He's extremely smart. He's physically, he can win comps. He has been winning comps. So yeah, no, he's a good player for sure. I would say, you know, about the bitterness of it.
All right. And what about Kevin?
Kevin, my boy, Kev is an impeccable player. Honestly, I'm not just being biased, but he really is, though. He strategically moved to the house, being a ghost, being invisible. He made impactful decisions. He, you know, had a hand in making those decisions. And yes, he hasn't won comps. He has one comp win. Sorry. He won one comp win, but he hopefully has more coming. And he has made personal relationships, game relationships. And I think overall, he is the best player.
All right. So how would you rank them in order of who you're most likely to vote for to least likely to vote for?
Kevin, Betty, Josh.
All right. Who do you think each player should bring with them if they were to win the final three HOA? Who should they bring to the final two?
Kevin should bring Josh because he definitely would win against Josh. Betty should bring Josh because she would win against Josh. And Josh should bring Kevin.
All right. Okay. So who do you think has had the most amount of influence in the game?
The most amount of influence? I would have to say Kevin and I. we definitely have influence in this game. To say we had all of it, no. It was all team effort. And that was with Josh and whoever we're working with. And the BB Can gods also with the gummies. It helped out in certain situations. But I think him and I had a big influence because of voting. The way it worked out, even though we didn't have actual power, we did have power in the votes, and we influenced how, you know, people thought about people, planted seeds. So I would say Kevin and I.
Who do you think has played the worst game?
The worst game? I would say Marty, unfortunately. Yeah, he is a comp winner, but his mouth got him in trouble quite a bit. He just blah, blah, blah all around, and it just, he couldn't keep a secret. He, you know, would say everything and anything before he's even done anything or has a position to do so. So I think, yeah, unfortunately, I would say Marty.
Who are you most upset with in the game?
I'm most upset with, can I say myself?
Sure.
I would say Josh or Betty. I would say Josh or Betty. But I think it'd be Josh, to be honest. I'm upset with Josh. I thought, you know, he'd stay loyal and he didn't. And then, yeah, I would say Josh.
Who would you have brought to the final two if you had the option?
I would have bought Kev, even though towards the end of the game, I was thinking, you know what, like, I can, you know, he's an impeccable, I know his game, he's going to win, but I was going to take Kev. I was going to take Kev, and I would still take Kev if I was still in that house. Yeah, it'd be Kevin.
What was your favorite moment in the game?
My favorite moment would be when I saw my mom. She was in the Big Brother Canada house. I turned into a little girl again, and I haven't gone this long without seeing or talking to her. So that week especially, I needed that. And it was the best feeling ever. Forever will be bonded and have this memory.
What were your thoughts in your goodbye messages?
My thoughts, my goodbye messages. It is what it is. I guess, like, it's, you know, Kevin, we're real. Our relationship was real. Like, Betty, you know, I think she's doing jury management. Do you think I'm actually amazing? I don't think so. You know, Josh, you were just playing me. So they were whatever. Honestly, I was just so zoned out that I really wasn't paying attention.
What do you think was your best move in the game?
My best move in the game, I would have to say, was sending Tanisha home. That week, I knew if I made this decision, it was going to affect my game. And if I couldn't make the decision, I could not play this game. But it was really hard for me because I was using my heart, not my head, previously. So with that, it was just, if I don't do this, I can't play this game. I think from that moment, it defined me.
What do you think was your biggest mistake in the game?
My biggest mistake in this game was sending Jacelyn home and keeping Josh. Oh, I regret it.
Do you think that it was the right decision to evict you this week?
In hindsight, yes, it was. I would have given them run for their money. And they knew that Josh knew my game. Nobody else did. So yeah, I get it. They were, you know, intimidated by me. I find it's a compliment. Thank you so much. Like, game wise, like, it's great, but it's not an easy win to take Kevin. I think they think that, but it's not going to be at all.
Who do you want to win the game?
I want Kevin to win. I want Kev to win so bad.
Who do you think will win the game?
I think Betty will, but Kev may too. Like, they're both Kevin or Betty, to be honest.
All right. I think that's all I've got for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Helena.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.